Okay, good morning. We're in Hilchos Shechita. Siman Yud Chet. We are starting Din Bedikat HaSakin UPegimotav. So the actual knife, the pegimot, the nix. Aleph, Seif Aleph. HaShochet B'Sakin Beduka V'Nimset Peguma. Person shechts with a knife that he checked, and then after he shechts, he realizes there's a pegima, a nick. Haga, afilu minatzad, even if it's a little bit on the side of the edge of the blade. Okay, it doesn't mean higher up on the side, it means from the edge of the blade that you're cutting from. But you only feel it on the side, not directly, not on straight perpendicular. Hareze nevela, it has a din nevela. Afilu naga be'etzem hamafreket. Now, by the way, the poskim say it actually means safek nevela, because you did check it, and when you started the shechita, it was perfectly smooth, but you noticed it right afterwards. So we don't know when the nick or the pegima happens, but we're afraid that maybe it was... Here, let's keep reading. Afilu naga be'etzem hamafreket. Even when you shecht, now when you shecht, you're only supposed to go a little bit into the neck, just enough to cut the two simanim, maybe the veins, the arteries, blood vessels, but that's the idea. You're not trying to get more, deeper and beyond that. But a person went even deeper and went all the way to the spine or to the bone in the neck, and so then it's easier for it to get a nick. Even if that happens, ein tolin shenifkam bo achar hashchita. We don't assume, right? But naturally, you would assume, when did the nick happen? You knew you felt it on the bone of the neck, so obviously that's when it happened. It's true that's when it might have happened, and possibly or probably. But we don't tolin shenifkam bo achar hashchita, ela chayshinan shema boor nifkam. We're afraid maybe as it sliced through the neck, the skin itself, or maybe there is a pebble or something rough, some kind of a grain or something on the neck, and that's what caused the pegima before it hit the simanim. Right, and the reason why, also why we're extra careful, we have to be extra strict, is because again, a behema is becheskas eser, until it gets shechted, right? It's walking around. It has the chazaka is that it's eser until it had 100% kosher shechita that you know about. So, v'nimsa shochet b'sakin peguma, and we're afraid that at the end of the day, when you shechted, it was pagum, v'afilu be'of, and the same halacha applies even by a chicken. Even though a chicken has softer skin, it's still, even by chicken, we're afraid that that's what happened. Okay, it makes no difference, that's a halacha. Now, if after you shecht, we're going to see this later on, if after you shecht it's such a case, if it's by ofot or chayot, you would still do kisui dam without a bracha, because we don't know for sure, it's a suffix if it was a nevela or not. We don't really know when the nick was created in the knife and at what point. Okay, the Taz Shach point out, if the knife, the blade is made with these engraves, you know, that engraves the name of the manufacturer on the knife itself. If it's higher up, far away from the blade, it's not a problem. Okay, now let's go on. Dalit. A bet. Shiura pegima kolshehu. The amount of a pegima of a nick is any amount, and it makes it usher to use, and it makes it into a nevela. Ubilvag shete'egorba kolshehu. But there is a little minimum to what the definition of a pegima is, and that it has to be enough that, again, you can, I sent out a picture, you can blow it up just to get the idea, but we're talking about, I wouldn't use the word microscopic, but it could be microscopic, and it's really, 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 really small. Difficult to see to the naked eye, if not impossible. And it's still, it has to be enough that it catches, and kilo it collects inside, is the expression, shita egorba, as long as it catches in, even a hair, a thin little hair, if it were to It would catch along and get stuck inside. That's the minimum. In other words, in order for it to be a real pegima, it needs to catch. Okay. I think we will go on. Fine. So I'll just say, so this is an ogeret. There's going to be two main nicks that make it puzzle, and that is like midin, and that's what we just saw. One is called an ogeret. Basically, it's if you were to have, imagine a valley between a mountain or a canyon, anyway, so you have a little bit of a knife where you have the nick goes into the blade, and on both sides, there's, as the valley goes down, both sides, there's two points as it goes down, and on each point, it's sharp, and on each point, you are going to catch your nail as you go up and down and it catches. That's an ogeret on both sides. So let's keep reading. Gimel. Sarich livdok hasakin kodem shchita. One must check his knife before he starts doing shchita. V'im lo badak lo yishchot. If one did not check, one is not supposed to start doing shchita. V'im avar. Someone did check. V'lo badko tchila. But did not check it first. V'achar kach badko. And afterwards checked. Checked his knife after he shechted. Umatza'o yafe, and it comes out to be perfect, smooth, no problems. Shchitato kshera, b'di'eved, it's kshera. I think we'll see, but just keep in mind, one little interesting thing to point out is when you check your knife, you have to check it right away, or if there's some blood on there and it starts to dry off, you have to rinse it and clean it before you check. Because if you have a pegima in there, it could be if filled in with dry blood, and that'll make it so it doesn't catch. So that's just okay. Balut. Sakin shetivdok beholacha velo tagish shiyesh ba pegam. Okay, so you're checking your knife. We're going to learn about the different directions, how many times. You check your knife, and if you're checking it in one direction, holacha, let's say away from you, velo targish shiyesh ba pegam, you don't notice any kind of a pegam when you're feeling it. Right, so in one way it's perfectly smooth, and on when you bring it back towards you, the other direction, hirgi shiyesh ba pagam, it does catch. You feel a pagam. V'zohi anikret mesuch sechet. This is the second type of nick that makes it puzzle. Basically, it's in one direction. In one direction, the edge is very smooth and it just glides right across. Right, so if it's really small, it won't even catch. And if it's, right, the valley or canyon expression is just so you can picture it in your head. But we're talking about if it's really, really small and it's smooth and rounded off in one direction, it won't catch. But the
drawing is quite accurate, no?
Yeah, the drawing, I think, is...
Drawing?
Yeah, but it'd be smaller, so you don't feel it. In my drawing, it's going to catch. Well, it's going to fall inside eventually if it's a big jump from the 2 inches. But it's to get the idea. Anyways, if you go, we're talking about Lamaisa. If you're going in one direction, it feels 100% smooth, kosher. The other direction, it catches. So what happens? If you run the knife in the kosher direction, in the direction that it doesn't catch, then it's kosher b'di'eved. But if you go in the other direction, where it catches, then it's 100% psula. Now, when v'hani mile, when do we allow it b'di'eved kosher? Kishehirgish ba kodem shchita. If you knew that there was a one-way nick, and you knew to be careful which way to go, then we trust the shochet. Aval imata sakinu yafe kodem shchita. If he checked it fine and it was perfect before he started, viachar shchita matzaba pegima mesusachet. But then afterwards you shechted, you find this one-way niche. The amar barili shlo asiti laholacha levad, and he says, happens to be, I know. I usually always shecht in one way, or this time I know I only did it in one way, and it was the correct way, like so that it wouldn't turn out to be a pagum. So then, even then, we say, Okay, so again, im shachat bagderach olacha velohi vishchitato kshira. If you shacht it in the correct way, that it, with the one-way nick, it won't get stuck at all, it's kosher b'dyevid, vimhei vishchitato psula. But if you go the wrong direction, then it's, we say it's 100% pasul. It's a nevela. V'hani milei, when are we makel to say that b'dyevid, it works, and it's kshira b'dyevid? That's only kishahirgish ba kodem shchita. Before you did the shchita, you knew about it, and you checked it, and you're aware of it, and you're careful. But if you checked it beforehand, before you did shechita, and it was 100% kosher, it was smooth in every direction. And then after the shechita, and then you find this one-way niche. So now it's very possible you slice the neck with the wrong pointy edge. But even if ve'amar barili shelo asiti ela holacha levad, I'm positive I only did holacha levad in the kosher direction. It's in the one way that it'll be fine. Still, we say shechita to psula. We say 100% is shechita is psula, because if a person doesn't know what to watch out for, then he can't watch out for it, right? Okay. Kol milta dolo rami alei de'inish avid v'lav adaita. It's a famous call. It's impossible to be careful for something if you're unaware of what to be careful of. Right, and then the Shach points out, when we're dealing with these pegimot, we're afraid, in particular, that the pegima is going to rip. It's going to rip instead of doing a slicing, cutting motion that's required by Rishchat of Shchita. Haga, v'yesh machmirin, samra machmir, tekol mesuch sechet asura. Anytime you have a mesuch sechet, even a one-way nick, it's asur to use it. All right, that's really going to be the halacha. We'll just keep reading. Ad the kaima resha de sakina mamish. But if you know that the mesuch sechet, the one-way nick, is at the very edge of the sakin, imshachat beholacha, v'asefa de sakina mamish, imshachat behova, ulefi she'ein anu bikin heichan mikrei resha de sakina, yesh lahatrif hakol. So he says, there are some who are machmer to not use a mesuch sechet at all, unless when they know that, especially that the one-way nick is only at the very edge of the knife, and you go in the right direction and you stay away from the edge of the knife. But at the end of the day, the minag is we're matrif in any situation if with any kind of a nick, a one-way or a two-way nick. It doesn't matter if you're careful ahead of time. It's 100% pasul v'hachi nahug, and that's the custom. Okay. Yeah, that's the fine. So let's go on. Hey, sakin sheyesh ba pegimot harbe. Now let's say you have a sakin that has many pegimot. Afilu kulan mesuch sechot. They're all one-way nicks, all in the same direction. Afilu shachat ba b'di'eved psula. So we say even if you, the Taz says once you have two or more, it's already a problem. Again, we're machmer anyway. But this is the original Mikar Adin. So even if they're all in one direction, the Din was, once you have more than one, at least that's the interpretation of the Taz, so then it's Psula. The Mitoch Shepegimoteha Merubot, since there are many Pegimot, Chayshinan Shema Heishiv Yado Me'at Velo Hirgish. Because it's so easy, even if you think you're paying attention, and you think you know what you're doing, it's so easy that you try and shecht in only one direction, and your hand comes back just a little bit in one direction. So if the nick is in one area of the knife, you stay away from there. It's not so difficult to be careful. But to make sure that nowhere, anywhere on the knife, you're going back and forth at all is very difficult, and therefore, we don't allow it at all. Okay. Vav. Sakin chada shehush chaza. Now let's say you have a knife, and sharp, you sharpen it. V'harei eina chalaka, but it's not so smooth. Ela megata kemaga rosh hashibolet. It's not perfectly smooth. It's perfectly sharp, but it doesn't catch anywhere. But it has a little bit of a feel, a roughness or a feel to it. Shehu mistabech be'etzba. You feel it with your finger, running your finger along it. Hoyel v'ein ba pegam shochatin ba. Since it's 100% there's no pegima, then it's kosher to use. Hagav, ein anu nogim lishchot bo lefi she'ein anu bikin badavar. But the halacha is, the ma'isa, the Hagav says, the Rama writes, that we don't use such a knife at all. If it's going to catch and be rough, so certainly lechatchila, we don't allow that at all. Okay. Zayin. Sakin shepia chalak ve'ein achada. If you have the edge where it's perfectly smooth, it doesn't catch at all, but it's not very sharp. Ve'ein ba pegam. And it doesn't have a... So there's no pegam whatsoever. Shochatim ba. You're allowed to shecht with it lechatchila. Even if you're shachting all day long, ad sheshachta, until finally you went through the simanim, shchitato kshira. The halacha is, since there is no break, there's no shia, and you're going perfectly smooth, and you're shachting, it works. It's kasher. Okay, at least b'diavad. God just points out, we'll see in Siman Kaf Gimel with some of the halachot, such as shia. Pausing. He just points out sometimes lifamim trefa. Sometimes if it's taking you too long, it means it's not smooth enough. It could be your knife lifts a little bit or you're really not doing anything. And it could be that it turns into a trefa based on shia. But as long as you're still cutting and the two simanim are together, it's usually not going to be an issue. Okay. Fine. If you cut the veshet a little bit and you pause, then it can turn into shia right away. Yeah. Okay. Let's go to next. Right. Even by chickens, it doesn't matter. So the halacha is, we want to make sure it's chad v'chalak. Okay. Seif chet. Sakin shihi ola v'yoredet kenachash v'im ba'pegam shochatim ba'lechatchila. So the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's also mentioned in the Sima Chadasha, that if you have a knife that has a little bit of ups and downs, it's 100% kosher. Be'er Heitev quotes the Beit Hillel, who says one should not use such a knife unless it's bishat adchak. But anyway, so if it goes up and down a little bit, and if a person does is not good at sharpening his knife, so this can happen, especially a little bit. Okay. Tet. Bedikat hasakin sricha abisra ve'atufra. When you check the knife, you have to check it with the flesh of your finger and your nail. Some say this way you get to proper feeling, and some say it's also connected to some degree the feeling of the veshet and the kana, the trachea and the esophagus, because one is harder from cartilage and one is softer, more like a membrane. Okay. Now, in the Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin, I forget the page right now, maybe, okay, a couple different opinions on how they used to check it, and they used to check it either on the, some used to use it by running a drop of water across, and it would catch if there's a little bit of a nick. Some would use their tongue, some would use their, using the sunlight, they would hold it up to the sunlight, and it would flash, or you would see it. And so these are all different ways that are even more machmer that we do not need to be quite that machmer for. Okay. I don't know what happened to it. Okay. So let's go on. But Lamaisa, we only check it with fingernails. That's the minhag ha'olam, is to only use fingernails. And especially since our knives are so thin and sharp, the fingernail detects everything. So nowadays we're going to see we do six because we're doing in all directions. Here, let's read. About ve'atlat ruchata, and you do it in three directions. So it's, and the Shulchan Aruch writes, the flesh and the nail in three directions. The hainu shemolicha umevi'a, you go up and down, right? Away and towards you as you check, or up and down the knife. Al basar etzpa'o, the flesh of the finger. V'acharkach molicha umevia al siperno, on his finger. Mishalosh ruchotea, on the three edges. So you have the complete straight edge perpendicular to the edge of the blade, and then you have a little bit, you angle your finger a little bit to the side. You're not checking along the side of the, you know, up higher up. You're still at the edge, but you're checking it from the edge. And in those days, when they had the thicker blades, it was even more important to check the edges. Shehem, what are the three ways? Shehem pia, the straight edge, right, the complete perpendicular edge, ushnei tzedadav, and then the two sides of the edge itself. Kadei shelo yeh ba pegam klal. We have to check. So it's mathematics, 2 times 3, and 6 times 2 makes it 12. So that's how we get all these 12. Ve'yivdok, and nowadays we do 6 if we're only doing the nails. Ve'yivdok la'at u'bechavanat halev. And you have to check it slowly with paying attention. Shelo yifne libo l'dvarim macherim. You don't look to do other things. All right. Ve'tzarech l'shanot hatziporin achar k'tzat bedikot. After a few checks with your nails, now you want to use a different part of your nail or a different finger, because if you keep on, here let's read, Shema nifgam hatziporin. But it's very easy when you're checking with the knife. The knife is sharp, so it can slice and make pegimot in your nail. And when you be checking it, you don't want to check it as your fingernail, as the knife goes inside the edge of your fingernail. Bechudo shel sakin, right? With the sharpness of the knife. Ve'ulai yesh pegima bitzdadin shelo yirgesh ba. Because if the knife goes inside your fingernail a little bit, then it's harder to feel the edges, the pegimot on the sides of the edges. Lefisha overed betoch pegimot tziporin, because it's going on deep inside the fingernail. Haga v'lo yivdok shnei tzadei hasakin biyachad. Don't, you can't check both sides at the same time. Ela kol echad bifnei atzma, each one at a time. Okay, yud sakin sheyesh lo pegima. If you have a pegima on a knife, Asr lishkot ba, you're not allowed to use that knife. Asr afilu im mechavein lishkot shelo kenaged pegima. Even if you know, I'm going to make sure I'm going to stop halfway so I don't even get close to the pegima. Ubi yom tov noagim heter. But on yom tov, right, you can't be metake in a kli, so you can't fix it on yom tov. What do you do? We are mekel lichroch matlit ala pegima. We allow to use such a knife, and so too in other rare cases of real bishat adchak, if you cover up that part. You tie some kind of a cloth or something over that area so that you can't get to there. Kevan she'enu yachol lehashchiza, and yom tov you can't sharpen it. Ve'im hu shat adchak she'enu hachana lehashchiza afilu b'chol mutar. Or any case of bishat adchak where you can't sharpen it. Let's say you have no knife and you need to do the shechita now. Mutar lishchot al yedei krichat matlit ala pegima. If you cover it up, then that's how we let you use it. Sakin sheyesh lo shnei piot tzarich livdok shnei hatzdadim. Now, if you have a double-edged sword, it's a sharp blade on both sides. I don't think I've ever seen one, a shechita knife like that. But then you have to check both sides, because even though you think you're using one side, without paying attention, it's possible that you flipped and used the other side. Okay. Yud Aleph. Should we do one more? Yeah, we'll stop here.